This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason and I were just chatting about a pet peeve of mine, and I'm going to unload on those who use this device in hour number two. So if you don't want to hear Vincent get angry, you might want to just skip hour number two. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Hour number one is with Nurse Tracy. We're going to be talking about Morgellons. Hour number two is tips from my book, plus a little bit of Vinny unloading on the careless and the reckless. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi, Vinny. How are you today?
I'm doing really well.
And I want to guess on what you're going to unload on, but I'll just be quiet. I think I have an idea.
Okay. Well, I'm livid. I believe, Nurse Tracy, that we are going down. I absolutely positively believe it. I see it in the attitudes of people. And I believe that there are two factors that will cause us to go down. One is the sum of all individual greed and the sum of all individual carelessness.
I concur.
I really believe that.
I concur.
And carelessness is, people throwing trash out on the side of the road. I mean, that is a small thing, right? I mean, it's awful, but it's a small thing. And then carelessness is, let's build some nuclear reactors. Let's drill holes in space with rockets. There's a party on the other side of the ocean, and it's a royal thing, and we can shoot. We'll have an entourage, and we'll have some jets fly over there, and that kind of nonsense. Or if an elected government official wants to play golf, and planes and helicopters and Secret Service and all that, it's an enormous expense, and we're told to conserve but we don't. We don't. We think that if they can do it.
Take the train while they have four airplanes, three helicopters, 34 cars, one individual.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly
it's
right.
Really
so I'm talking about the sum of, and because they are not considerate of anyone around them. So I'm going to make the case to
sheep and cattle to them. We're of no value. We breathe their oxygen.
Yeah.
And the listeners are going to, probably your listeners already understand this, but it's called the deep state. And furthermore, it's called the Illuminati that's been going on for thousands of years, planning these things through the Council of Foreign Relations and, the Council of 300, which most people really aren't even aware of, by the way, so we're supposed to talk today about Morgellons, which I want to talk about that, but I want to talk a couple things about vaccines, if you don't mind, because of what's going on in Samoa.
Please do. Please do.
And first, what I'd like to say, though, is I want to read a quote from Dr. Henry Kissinger, and you're not going to find this on the World Wide Web because they've buried it and they say it doesn't exist. So Snopes will tell you, the basement dwellers will tell you, that this is not true, but this is a direct quote from him in one of those meetings, so probably the Council on Foreign Relations or something equivalent to that. Once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, for the quote-unquote greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the quote-unquote greater good. Control sheep minds, and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. And then he said, now, what's for lunch, huh? Now, this is the former Secretary of State, right?
Right. Henry Kissinger.
Actual foreigner. Scary. Very scary. But this is their real plan that people can't seem to get a grasp on. You know, why would they do that? These are good people. They care about us. They don't. None of the above. They're evil of all evil, and they do not care about you 1 ounce. Furthermore, why does Bill Gates and George Soros, why do they have a vaccine manufacturing plant in Sierra Leone, Africa? They test these vaccines on the African people because they don't have the same kind of communication available to them that you and I do, you see? They've been banned. Bill Gates Foundation got kicked out of India recently, and he was kicked out of another country. They're not allowed to be there because they brought these vaccines into these countries, and their kids are becoming paralyzed. They're dying, many other things to find out the effectiveness of it. You see, they don't want to cure the quote-unquote diseases, which, by the way, they cause. They want to see how fast and what means they need to use to reduce the population. So, go ahead, Vinny. I'm sorry. I totally interrupted.
Okay. Well, I got a couple comments on things that you said, just exclamation points. Many years ago, I met a guy, in the late 90s, met a guy by the name of Len Horowitz. He's a Harvard-trained dentist. And he and Mrs. Finelli and I were talking, just the three of us, in person, and we were talking about AIDS and Ebola, and he said that AIDS and Ebola are definitely man-made,
right.
And they erupted, those diseases erupted in three places simultaneously, and one of them was in Africa, and there was a contest, there was a military contest to figure out how to make a surgically delivered weapon, you know, surgical strike, precise kind of a strike that would be absolutely deadly, for which there'd be no cure. Okay, and so it was created. There was a government contract to produce this, and so that is AIDS and Ebola, and it started out at one of the places was in Africa, and it was came from green monkeys. People said, "Well, yes, it did," because it was engineered to
right.
jump from monkeys to people. Monkeys
right.
were used. It was a carcinoma human that would be accepted by humans, but it was developed using green monkeys. So yeah, that part's true. And
well,
the Africa
and
part
HIV,
is true.
Lyme's disease. All of these things are created in a lab. Morgellons. So we'll talk about that in a little while, but I want to touch just a little bit on Samoa, if I can.
Yeah,
a girlfriend
sure.
of mine that is a friend of mine on Facebook that's aware of what vaccines are doing and causing, and she fights. She goes to the, you know, Jefferson City, her and her sisters, and I work with another doctor down here that also is aware of it. But and if you could remind me, I want to go back to that doctor I'm talking about as far as Morgellons goes, because she asked me a question the other day when I was in the office on one of her patients. So anyways, this is on the measles outbreak in Samoa. So my girlfriend Mandy wrote this. She said, I haven't said much about what's going on in Samoa, but let's look at the timeline, because what you're hearing from the media won't give the whole picture, which is a big surprise. The country of Samoa, low vaccination rates, only 200,000 total population. A shipment of MMR vaccines gets sent to Samoa, and Big Pharma starts an aggressive campaign of forced mass vaccination. A terrible measles outbreak occurs. The children begin dropping dead. Now, these are in the vaccinated population. They received the vaccinations. They did a fear-mongering campaign. Media worldwide begins telling the tale of a frightening measles outbreak, fear-mongering parents everywhere into complete panic and conveniently leaving out the fact that all of the children in Samoa who are sick and dying have just been vaxxed. It is discovered that 65,000 vials of the aforementioned vaccines were improperly stored during transport, which makes the virus highly susceptible to mutation. Their vaccines are the reason this outbreak occurred and why it got so deadly. The government responds by treating with Panadol, Tylenol, and antibiotics. This exacerbates the disease and allows it to run rampant, killing even more. A very brave man named Edwin Tomasi begins accepting shipments of vitamins A and C. Even the WHO, World Health Organization, cites that measles is a vitamin A deficiency, and he begins administering them to the sick children. Every child who gets Edwin's vitamin treatments gets well and lives. That's right, 100% success rate. The Samoan government's response, everyone must be vaccinated again, with a different lot of vaccines. No one's allowed to leave their homes. No one's allowed to go in public roads. If you are non-vaxxed, you must nail red flags to your house. And then they came in by government vehicles, took them, and forced them to take the vaccines. The next step, Big Pharma announces they have a magical new MMR vaccine that will be available soon. Totally not suspicious at all. Yesterday, which was the day before yesterday, actually, Edwin, that's right, the man with the 100% cure rate of the sick and dying kids, is arrested for healing kids. All communication cut off now. We have no idea how he's being treated or what will happen to him. His only regret is not being able to help more of the Samoan children. Lastly, the Samoan government admits that they have tested the strain of the measles and know whether it is a vaccine strain, mutagenic form of a vaccine strain, or wild measles. But they will not share with anyone that information. So we know that it can't be the wild, because if it was that, it would fit their fear narrative and serve their purpose. But because it isn't, it's an unflattering result they don't want spread about. If you think this can't happen in America, oh goodness, this is absolutely the goal. Senator Pan in California has stated that he doesn't want the non-vaxxed allowed in grocery stores or any public space. And that's not just kids, that's adults who aren't up to date too. So that means you and me, who quote unquote need all 72 doses of vaccines that the kids get, plus any of the 276 new vaccines that Big Pharma is trying to get passed through the FDA. If this were about health, they would have continued what was working. This is population control. Bill Gates said in a TED Talk that vaccines were a great choice for population control because it was one that people choose themselves. You can view his talk on YouTube, which they're trying to bury, by the way. We must rise up. This isn't about being pro or anti anything. Those are only terms.
Nurse Tracy, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888 888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Nurse Tracy's with us, and we're talking about vaccines. And we're talking about those people who think that they're so important, and they are forcing us to take them. As a matter of fact, pretty much every baby boomer has had vaccines. We've been forced into taking them. Maybe they said it was voluntary, but everybody did it. And I know that when children are born, they get them in the hospital. I know that when they go to the doctor's office, the doctor says, okay, we're going to give your child these vaccines. And then the children get extremely sick. They run fevers. Some die. Some I believe, have maladies later on, like asthma. I believe that spinal defects are a result of it. Organ failure is a result of it. And premature death and a life of misery as a result of it. But the big bad people who are in charge of this make us take them. And if you want to have your child be exposed to homosexuality and send them to the government training camp, the public school system, you will have your child vaccinated unless you use the religious exemption, which is getting more and more difficult to do. So what we have now is these are just bad people, really nasty, evil people who are willing to have you kill your children through their vaccines. And I know you have friends who are nurses. I'm not talking about you specifically, Nurse Tracy, but I know that the people who are in class today know nurses in practices in their little hamlets and cities, and those nurses are in the business of administering the vaccines that are deadly. I know this because I know some of them. And so you may think, well, do I get it from the doctor? Is it safer to get the vaccine at, you know, my family physician? Or is it safer to get the vaccine from the public facility, you know, the government-delivered vaccines, which is safer? None. None is safe. So those are my thoughts. Tracy, do you concur or do you disagree?
No, I concur. We're being systematically poisoned on multiple levels. And I know that you have people on your show weekly that talk about it. I mean, Dr. Shealy talks about fluoride, and it is neurotoxin. It's poisoning and killing people and dumbing them down, let alone any other thing that could be in, you know, public water systems, lithium, chloride, or chlorine. Who knows what they put in there? We don't know, you know. So with vaccines, you know, we and all of these different things, including Morgellons, when we get there, I'm going to tell you that, you know, patents were developed to develop this biowarfare. But we must rise up. It isn't about being pro or anti-anything. Those are only terms that the bad faith actors and vaccine extremists use to divide us. When we think we're enemies, we're easier to break apart. This is about being pro-body sovereignty. This is about being pro-body ownership. This is about the belief that no government should have the right to force any medical choice on anyone's body ever. And that concludes what my friend Mandy wrote about the Samoan people and these forced vaccinations. Now, as you're aware, that California mandates that you cannot go to public schools if you're not vaccinated. Senator Pan, who works for Big Pharma and gets humongous amounts of money from Big Pharma, China specifically, because Chinese are manufacturing our vaccines. Now, you know, if you're ever at a war with someone or you're angry with another country and you're making their vaccinations, wouldn't that be a way that is not regulated by the FDA? As a matter of fact, they just came out last week and said they're not regulating what's put in the vaccines that are coming out of China. Would that be a way of soft kill warfare?
Of course. Absolutely.
So California is mandating them. New York is mandating them. Now, Governor Cuomo, who is in this deep state conglomerate, by the way, he is now saying that they're wanting to make homeschooling illegal because somewhere in the number of 50% of the parents have pulled their kids out of public schools because of the vaccine mandate in the state of New York. Now he wants to make homeschooling illegal. It's absurd.
I got to tell you, if our children have all been homeschooled, and if you see a homeschooled child in a supermarket, you can see that. You know that that child's homeschooled from 100 feet away. It's that clear because of their behavior, the better behavior. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats one step closer to impeaching President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
President Trump in a tweet saying, I say, if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial. trial in the Senate, and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is.
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company's IPO yesterday, the largest in history, selling 3 billion shares and raising $25.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Quite an upsetting broadcast with Nurse Tracy. We're talking about vaccines and killing, wounding, maiming your children. And you're being forced to do it by the government. And some people are even doing it themselves. I went, Tracy, I was between where you are and where we are. I was in Springfield, Missouri. You're in Branson. And I'm about 50 miles away of Springfield. And there was a sign at one of these drugstores, you could, 20 cents, for only 20 cents, you could get your flu vaccine. And I was in Sam's Club, and they had a table, this was months ago, and for free. If I only had the time, I could just roll up my sleeve and get the jab for the shingles vaccine. For free. What a great deal. And Mrs. Fennelly was next to me, we were holding hands, walking through the store, and I said, Mrs. Finelli, geez, if we only had the time, we could get a free shingles vaccine. Too bad we don't have the time. And we walked right past them. People are dumb as
hell. Anything that you get for free has some sort of attachment to it. It's not free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that everyone was taught that growing up.
The way we were taught, it was, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And right. And I like to think of, if I had lunch with Prince Charles, okay, if I were offered lunch, I know that at the end of that lunch, I'd have to pay for it.
Right.
Yes.
There would be some strings attached.
Right.
Hey, Vinny, Doc wanted me to tell you that last week and this week, the first half hour, I have not been on the show. It's been 30 minutes of Doc Ram from yesterday.
Okay.
So the first 30 minutes, the listeners haven't heard me.
Well, they will. They
okay.
will. Sometimes there's a delay, but what will happen is he listening live or
yes.
is he listening?
No, he's listening live.
On Genesis Communications Network or GCNlive.com. So,
yes.
Jason, what's up? What's up? Nurse Tracy's husband is a doctor, a medical practicing doctor, a DO, and he's listening, and we're not live. What's up?
It's the same thing happened last week. The first 30 minutes weren't live.
Okay. The archives, okay, so class, if you're listening now and you want to listen to what Nurse Tracy had to say last week, which was last Friday, hour number one, or today, Friday, hour number one, if you missed the first part of it, what you can do is you can go to the archives on GCNlive.com, select USA Prepares, that's this broadcast, and you'll be able to listen. If you'd like, you can go to the Ron Gibson channel, G-I-B-S-O-N, Ron as in Ronald, Gibson channel on YouTube, and you can look for USA Prepares and look for the date. And you'll find Nurse Tracy, or you can type in Vincent Finelli YouTube, Nurse Tracy, and you'll find it. So you'll be able to listen that way. I apologize, Tracy, for this difficulty. It's not within my control to fix it.
Right.
And not
well,
only
they
that.
They don't want us talking about this stuff, so which would be a good opportunity for me to let you and the listeners know. I'm not suicidal. My car works just fine, far as I know. Brakes aren't. Nothing's wrong with my brakes.
Mm-hmm.
I have absolutely no heart diseases that would cause me spontaneous death or a massive heart attack all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Those things need to be on the record because if something happens to me, it was nothing medically or that should be happening to me. I'm not suicidal again.
And the same goes for me. All of those things apply to me as well. Tracy, I wanted to tell you this before we went into the break, but so I'll just say it now. You mentioned Henry Kissinger. We had a very famous instructor who was on the air with me every week. His name was Bob Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N.
Yeah.
He was
Bob.
A brilliant financial advisor. And for some reason, he took a liking to our family, the Finelli family. Our son was his youngest ever subscriber to his financial report. And he liked, he really liked us, and he would call me. And I had his telephone number, which hardly anybody else had.
Right.
And, you know, he was in hiding because he was afraid of being killed. Well, here's what happened. One day, I asked him, we were talking about Henry Kissinger. I said to him, Bob, what would Henry Kissinger's rank be in the global scheme of things? You know, where would he be? And he said, number 15. I kind of thought he'd be higher up than that, but he's number 15, according to Bob Chapman.
Uh-huh.
What happened next was horrible. He soon died of pancreatic cancer right after saying that.
That doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how evil these people are.
Yeah.
I mean,
and,
it's been 150-some. Just recently, a gal, I wish I could remember her name. I don't have it right in front of me, but she wrote different books. She was an author, young gal, on... There are fiction books, but based on how we're being manipulated in this whole vaccine, dilemma, she died. 35, I think she's 35 years old.
You know,
now, the official cause of death hasn't been released yet, but At first, it was two committed suicide from two bullet wounds to the back of the head.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, not possible for all the medical people out there that, you know, don't believe that vaccines harm you. You don't die from two bullet wounds to the back of the head.
Nurse Tracy, I've been to your and your husband's office, medical office in Branson. Is that still up and running?
Yes, it's Victory Healing and Wellness. And we have retirement hours right now, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 1. Doc's mostly retired. But we're doing a whole lot of medical marijuana certifications, and that I can talk to you about that on another show, too. But our endocannabinoid system that's been severely suppressed for, well, since the alcohol prohibition was lifted. Alcohol prohibition was lifted, and then they prohibited hemp and THC, you know, from being produced, medical marijuana. So we're doing a lot of certifications for people, and they're having really, really good results getting off opiates. It's helping people, you know, get off alcohol, plus helping with their pain for different diseases also, you know. It's just going to be amazing what transforms through this process that we're going through right now. But I'd like to come on and talk about that someday, too, and hemp, because
absolutely.
I'm trying to be a hemp grower, and all of the benefits that they have for the different receptors in our body that have been severely suppressed, because some foods give us, you know, endocannabinoids, but not enough to make our body become homeostasis, you know, back to central and functioning properly. There's just so many articles, even government-buried articles with the National Institutes of Health and PubMed, you know, articles, and different doctors that, there's one in Maine, Dr. Sulak, Dustin Sulak. His website is healer.com. He has YouTube videos talking about the endocannabinoid system and which ones you need that help certain different disease process become, you know, alleviate many, many problems without having to be on pharmaceutical. Pharmaceutical industry's fighting it big time right now because they know what it does for our bodies. So anyway, sorry we get so sidetracked, but I could talk about, you know, many different things. That's what I do all day is read.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, I have a quick question while we're on hemp. Well, I bought two square balers for hay, and I wanted to experiment with growing hemp for our cattle, not THC, but just because of the health benefits for
right.
the animals. You know, I don't want them to be high. I just want them to have, you know, the right amount of nutrients and supplements. And one of the ways I thought I could do that would be with hemp, not marijuana. What are your thoughts about that? Have you read anything about that?
Well, it's excellent, because before they prohibited hemp, they fed all of our food had hemp. The ground that we planted our gardens in, it gives it nitrogen. You know, the plant cleans up the dirt, basically. Gives it minerals and stuff that the ground has been depleted of.
Mm-hmm.
And our animals all had it. So then when we ate that meat or our vegetables or, you know, anything that we ate or consumed had a higher amount of it, which kept people healthier. So it's just common sense that it would alleviate the same issues in any type of farming animals or even dogs and cats. I mean, they have CBD oil for, you know, household animals, and I have mine, actually. One has diabetes, and my boxer is really old, so she has arthritis really bad. So we give them a hemp product with a company that I'm working through, CBD oil. And they're really improving. Like, you can tell in their demeanors that they're feeling better just by the way they're behaving. So in cattle, yeah, it's going to bring them back to homeostasis because they're not getting the nutrients in the hay or the grain or the anything. Matter of fact, they're getting poisons. You can't avoid it. Dr. Sheely, you know, did the study on sent in the water samples, and you'll know more about this than I do, but sent in the water samples, and 68% of them had Roundup,
mm-hmm.
you know, tested for Roundup in our rainwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that means everyone's getting sprayed, you know what I mean, with toxic chemicals. So by using these plants, you're going to give your body the utmost of nutrients that it needs to reverse some of these processes or at least help them, you know.
Nurse Tracy, I'd like to mention to you that I'd like to invite you and your husband, Doc, to come to the farm here, and I'd like to talk about hemp, and I'd like to show you what we would like to do, and we could share information, and maybe we can go forward. What do you think?
Sounds great. I look forward to it.
All right. So just, you know, let me know when it works for you, and we can do that. I'd love to see you and Doc again. I'm very concerned about what's happening in our environment. I don't know anyone who says, you know, I feel so much better than I used to. You know, I'm talking about in the last 10 years, they feel better than they used to 10 years ago. People are hacking, coughing, they're short on breath, they're getting way bigger, way more. They have all kinds of maladies. They're stiff. They can't lift. They can't move. They're riding around in scooters, in a Chinese factory outlet. They're pushing those carts around. But the carts are there to be like a walker. And they're leaning on the cart as if it's a tool to help them get around because they can't get around without it. We're seeing more and more of that. Are you as well?
Well, there's multiple levels of soft kill warfare that have been implemented, including this Morgellons, which, you know, we're not going to have enough time to talk about. And I'm just going to tell you ahead of time, I'm not an expert in Morgellons, but I've been dealing with it personally with my very best friend, has Morgellons, and it took her a long, long time to figure out what it was, and then we found the patents through Stanford University. The professor then moved to Northwest University, and he's since, quote-unquote, died this summer, which we don't know if he did or not because people are becoming more and more aware of it, you know, probably in hiding or moved to a different country or, you know. But, yes, the sicker, they're overweight, they're coming down with diabetes at younger and younger ages.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Nurse Tracy's with us. And Nurse Tracy, do you want to give out any information on how we can find you, find your office, contact
you? Yeah, if you go on Facebook, Victory Healing and Wellness, follow our page, and you can message me through Messenger on our clinic webpage, our Facebook page. It's under Victory Healing and Wellness, and it's in Branson, Missouri.
Okay. And do you guys offer vaccines in your practice?
There's no way.
I just wanted to make, Nurse Tracy, I did not mean to insult you. I just wanted to make it very clear to our class that...
You know, we have kids come for their well baby visits. We just had a 17-month-old last month.
Mm-hmm.
And parents are finding us because we're not necessarily pediatric. He takes care of everyone from 17 months to 84. He's qualified, you know. But when I knew that this kid was going to come in, I was frantically searching the internet, which I found a sheet of what we need to look for, and you know what I'm saying. And
right.
And of course, on the sheet is what vaccines they're supposed to have, and of course, we skip that part. That's not applicable in ours. That's why they're bringing their children to us, because they know that we'll protect them. But we've had patients that, you know, have gotten their vaccines through the pharmacy, because that's where the campaign is, that you don't have to have a doctor's order for every other drug you get. But when you get a vaccine, you don't have to. The pharmacist can just tell you you need it, you know. And the few that have come through, because the pharmacy will fax that they got their flu shot and their pneumococcal vaccine, I just become enraged, because within a week they're calling me telling me I got to come in because I'm getting congestion in my chest. I'm like, no kidding, you are. Why don't you go get another flu shot?
Mm-hmm.
It's literally what I tell them, because it enrages me. You know, Doc would never tell you to go get a flu shot. Never. Matter of fact, in the past, prior to our knowledge now, we were trained the same way all the other medical professionals out there have been trained. So we believe that it also was, until we started researching, you see. So in the past, in our clinic, say 15, 20 years ago, we would carry the flu shot, give them to people. You know, Doc's like, I'm sorry if I ever gave you a flu shot. I'm really sorry. I didn't know. Pediatricians are coming out and apologizing to their patients. They're absolutely horrified, because they don't want to harm them. You know, there's all these little kids getting ear infections. They, ear infections and getting tubes in their ears, and they have allergies and so forth. Well, if you look at the vaccine insert side effects, which, by the way, they're altering them. They're altering what's in the vaccines. They're not putting all the aluminum and mercury because people are catching on, so they're taking those out of it, which normally would be against the FDA guidelines. But since the FDA can do whatever they want to and tell people whatever they want to or not disclose what they don't want to, you see, that's how that's working. But under these side effects, it's listed as otitis media. Otitis media is ear infections. Unless the common everyday man that's not been medically trained looks up what's otitis media, right, they're not going to know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I wanted to say one more thing. We're going to have to do a different show. Sorry for the Morgellons, but I put my life on the line talking to the audience about this stuff, and so do you. And I was sitting here thinking to myself, why do we do this? Well, number one, we don't want people to be sick. Why does Dr. Sheely do this every week, multiple times a week? Why does he run that clinic and has done so for, decades, holistic medicine? And it's kind of frustrating to me that people would, accuse us of being conspiracy theorists and crazy, and now I just tell them, yeah, I am. You know what I'm saying? Because then the battle's over. Go ahead and call me that. It's like sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me,
I respond a little differently. I respond...
But we're really putting our lives on the
conspiracy,
line.
Conspiracy fact. Conspiracy
yeah.
fact.
Or conspiracy realist. Because right now we are being massively vindicated. If you've been paying attention, and it's going to come out more and more and more. By the way, if there's anyone that listens to your show that has a direct contact with Donald Trump, could you please let him know that I'm willing to be the general surgeon for the United States of America? Okay? It doesn't take a medical degree to not poison the population. And I won't take one daggum penny from Big Pharma, not one penny. But I want to be the Surgeon General because I'm going to get rid of a bunch of this garbage.
Sounds great to me. Sounds great to me. Tracy, I'm looking forward to your visit here at the farm.
Yeah, give me a call after the show.
And also, I'm looking forward to a future broadcast with you. It'll be on a Friday, same time, same station. And it looks, your ratings today were pretty darn high, so there are people that have tuned in just to hear you. So I just wanted to mention that. And
awesome.
There's Tracy. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right.
There you have it. So we'll have her back again and again, and it'll be on a Friday, hour number one. I'll be right back after top of the hour news and breaks. I'm going to be talking about some things that will upset you and some tips from my book.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.